10:47 on your Sunday morning. Andy Mazur sitting in here for Dean Richards, 18 stories above the Chicago River on Wacker Drive. A beautiful Sunday going on here. It's going to be a hot one again. Make sure you take precautions if you're going to be outside for extended periods of time. And, well, let's talk about some more indoor things because, you know, COVID-19 has taught us one thing, that you have to kind of improvise things and you have to come up with different ways to entertain yourself. And we're going to talk right now to Holly Weiss, the executive producer of the Cabernet Games. And again, good morning, first of all. And I'm very intrigued by this. Again, another way to kind of help yourself out on the computer and maybe gain a little notoriety.
Hi, Andy. Yes, I'm so excited to tell you all about our Cabernet Games. It's a very interesting event. Can I start talking about it?
Yes, you can. Please go ahead.
Sure. So I serve on the board of the Highland Park Players, and essentially we had to cancel our season, as did a lot of theaters in the area. I really wanted to create a vehicle for my friends and the Highland Park Players to keep performing. Our theaters all went dark, and we didn't know when it was going to be safe to reopen, and we really needed something fun to keep our spirits alive. So I came up with this idea of a friendly singing competition, which is going to be hosted and judged by Broadway stars. We're hopeful that that everyone will tune in to our event and listen to it. It's basically a musical theater singing competition. Episodes air throughout the month of July. Each Sunday premieres a new episode. We touch on themes such as contemporary musical theater, classical musical theater, twisted Broadway. Our contestants create videos in each of those categories, and a celebrity judge watches all the videos and ranks the teams. And overall, the group with the highest rankings wins the competition. It's going to be really spectacular. We're going to have wonderful performances from all of our local talent. And it's a really unique event where we can join forces with Broadway to share a new stage together.
So you said that the new episodes start on Sundays. Is that tonight as well?
Yes, our first episode airs tonight. So even if you miss the premiere, you can watch it at any time. But we're premiering the episode at 7 p.m. on both Facebook and on YouTube. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/cabaretgames. And we hope that everyone can tune in. It's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, I'm just more and more amazed every day at what people come up with now. We can't do normal things. You know, you can't go to the theater. You can't do this. You can't do that. But yet, you guys are finding ways that you can do things. And I'm really impressed by that.
You know, actors need a stage to perform on. It's been such a bummer with theaters being closed. And we just really want this opportunity to perform in this venue, and it's a really unique setting to do it.
Holly, how's it been received so far?
Well, overwhelmingly positive. My group, the Highland Park Players, has been very supportive of the game. My theater friends love that they have a reason to rehearse and perform a song again in front of an audience. The public loves it because they get to vote every week on which song the contestants get to sing. Contestants get to submit their three favorite songs, but it's the audience that ultimately gets to vote or choose the song that's ultimately performed. People are just really excited about it. I've been overwhelmed by how kind of the Broadway community has stepped up and volunteered to participate. My mind is blown at the number of people that are willing to support this cause.
And
speaking of supporting a cause, mm-hmm. Our entire event is a fundraiser for Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. So it's kind of wrapping everything together, and we're doing some good, too.
Now tell us a little bit more about that. I was going to ask you about that, so I'm glad you brought it up.
Broadway, not a whole lot to say about it, but Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS is a really great organization that's doing a lot right now to raise money, especially amidst the pandemic. They're helping us a lot to promote the event. They're also premiering our episodes on their own channel. And it's really neat to just to partner with them and to also have another motive to make this all a good thing.
Cool. Holly Weiss, the executive producer of the Cabaret Games Online. I'm curious, too, what's the age range of contestants that you've had?
High school age and older.
Okay. And you're finding some pretty talented people, I would imagine.
Oh, absolutely. Our four featured theater groups, the Highland Park Players, the Big Noise Theater, Big Deal Productions, and Music on Stage, they each are responsible for recruiting their own contestants to perform each episode. They're picking the creme de la creme talent. So it's very exciting stuff.
Who are some of the Broadway stars that are lending their assistance to this and actually judging?
Yes. So Jason Robert Brown will be hosting an episode. Laura Osnes, who is a two-time Tony nominee and was the original Cinderella on Broadway. This episode, we have a YouTuber named Catherine Steele, who's hosting the event. She has a musical theater niche channel. Our judge for tonight is Samantha Pauly, who's a local Chicago celebrity, and she recently premiered in Six the Musical on Broadway, and she's playing the role of Catherine Howard. We also have Jessica Vosk, who was the original, Jessica Vosk, who played Elphaba on Wicked and Broadway. What else do we have? Local talent, Sawyer Smith and Chris Jones will be judging an episode. It's good stuff.
What are the criteria? What are they looking for?
So we're really encouraging contestants and teams to make these videos as interesting as possible so that the audience can enjoy them. We want them to be creative. We're hoping to have a lot of production value, so contestants wear costumes, have live musicians that are accompanying them, a lot of video editing. Still, it's about the art form, so there's no vocal manipulation or anything allowed in these videos.
And the episodes are free to watch, correct? And you can do that
Absolutely.
On your Facebook page, right?
Yes, so they're free to watch. We do hope that you'll donate to Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. But yeah, there's no commercials. Nothing's monetized about this. It's free, and we just want everyone to enjoy a little theater right now.
And it's so awesome too, because like I said, people have been bored throughout this whole thing, and I'm sure that with these creative outlets now, you're seeing some great things, and you're probably challenging some people to come up with ideas just to participate.
Absolutely. It's been inspiring how many people this is touching in different ways. We have some unique features in the show. I don't want to ruin too much, but we have like a parody commercial break. There's been bands from around the country that have reached out to me because they're interested in the event and would like to be featured as a guest performance. It's bringing a lot of people together, and I've met a lot of new people doing this, and it's just so interesting.
Sounds like something fun to watch for folks on a Sunday night. You're sitting at home. You've probably already had dinner, so just kick back on the computer. You're on the computer anyway, right?
Yes, exactly. And again, it's facebook.com/cabaretgames.
Perfect. Well, Holly, thanks so much, and continued success with this, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you again and get some updates on how things are going.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
All right. Holly Weiss, thanks so much. She is the executive producer of the Cabernet Games. And, Cabaret Games, sorry. Cabernet is a wine. Cabaret Games would be the way to go here. It's really kind of cool to watch people come up with such creative things. There have been so many things during this pandemic that you see on the online and on the internet that I don't know how these people are doing it. Trick shots in golf, trick shots in things. And it just... people singing, and the one that really impresses me the most is when you see like 15 or 20 people in their own little box, their own little video box, and they're singing along to a song and playing along with it as well. I mean, I have no musical ability whatsoever, which makes me a little more jealous of everything, but I think that might be one of the benefits, if there is such a word as a benefit of coming out of this, is that folks have had a chance to kind of sit back and think to themselves, all right, I'm a creative person. Let me try to express it. And now there's a way and a place that you can actually go ahead and do this, which is very, very interesting. All right. So check out the Cabaret Games again tonight. Facebook.com is where you can find them, search them out. And another episode is premiering today.